We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B, hip-hop, and throwbacks. Nurse Borg joins us this week, and boy, do we have a topic today for Health Beats with a listener with a question for Nurse Borg. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And let me tell you, March is the month that's supposed to come in like a lion and out like a lamb. The weather didn't necessarily come in like a lion, but this question most certainly did.
Inspired from last week, we got an instant question for Nurse Borg this week. And since it's premenopausal, I'll have you read the letter.
Right. Okay. So there's some nuggets that I want you guys to catch. She says, I'm 36 years old and diagnosed premenopausal. In the last 3 years, I've noticed some vaginal dryness when having intercourse. And when I mentioned it to my OBGYN, they suggested I use cooking oil. Just know I am no longer with that office and looking for a caring experience in menopause, possibly looking for somebody that can relate to her. So she's looking for an African-American doctor that can be there for her and help her through this situation. And so there's some nuggets here that I want you to look at. She said, I'm 36 years old. Mm-hmm. So she's very young, right?
For premenopause.
She's still very young. And that's the thing that people don't understand is that those changes in your body can happen earlier and later. Like years ago, we'd say, oh, mama's going through the change and she's 50, she's 60, she's 70. She's starting to notice these changes at 36. I'm a little concerned that she says she's diagnosed because did they actually do the panel of blood tests that can verify that? And that would be the first thing I would recommend that she do is to go to her health care provider and request the blood work so that we can actually see if there are changes in her estrogen level, because she also mentioned having some bleeding. So she's spotting, it's not regular, which is those things that you see are signs and symptoms of menopause. Mm-hmm. But the key thing here is to ensure that she is actually in menopause or perimenopause so that we can start to treat these symptoms appropriately. Now, the idea that you are encouraging someone to use cooking oil. The vagina changes over time, and with lower estrogen levels, the walls of the vagina start to what we call atrophy. And it's all based on those hormone levels. Mm-hmm. So if you're truly there, I would further suggest that you're using a water-based lubricant, because we don't want to put things into the vagina that can increase risk for infection. And so cooking oil, other types of oils can create an environment that welcomes in bacteria. And so you're trying to have a pleasurable experience, and now you created a situation where you've caused yourself a lot of pain and infection.
Okay. All right. So when I read this and I saw the cooking oil thing, is that something that is in the healthcare field, never said before in the healthcare field? Is there different theories on this being used?
There are different theories in that some oil-based lubricants can create increased sexual pleasure. It's oily. It's slippery. My concern is that putting those types of things into the vagina will increase your risk for infection. And so I always lean towards, if you're at that stage where you want to use a lubricant, use a water-based lubricant so that you are not creating increased risk for infection.
There's a lot that goes into this. I think we'll put on the extended version of it because you're really concerned about it. She did say in the text message, diagnose premenopausal. You want to go back and review and make sure that is accurate diagnosis, because think about that. That diagnosis comes from people who are also recommending the cooking oil. Maybe they didn't get it right.
Exactly. And so that's important. When people say they diagnosed you, ask them, well, how did you diagnose me? Mm-hmm. What was the criteria that you used to diagnose me? Did you just look at me and say, well, okay, Nurse Borg, you look to be obese, and you just say that I am obese, but did you actually put me on a scale and weigh me to see how much I weigh? Did you compare and contrast that to the guidelines for somebody my height, my age, my gender, am I pregnant? There's a lot of things that go into diagnosing, and so you don't want somebody just looking at you saying, oh, you got that.
There's another portion of the email where she talks a little bit about being tested for pretty much everything.
Yes.
And so can we get into that for the extended version? Because I want to make sure that people understand, what does that mean? I've been tested for pretty much everything, and it's all come back negative. So then she still wants to know why she has this continual issue with her cycle.
Exactly. And so what's really important about that is when she say, I've been tested for everything, what is everything? What is the everything? And, you know, March is Women's History Month. And so this is a good month for women to ensure that their medical records are accurate, because our health directly impacts our achievements, our success, our ability to increase our education, our ability to have successful careers. And so it's important to understand all that blood work. So if somebody says, I've been tested for everything, what exactly did they test? And how does that correlate to the symptoms? Because if you tested me for diabetes, but I'm having symptoms of an orthopedic injury, and you say, well, I tested you for everything. Everything based on what? Did you test me for my diabetes, or did you test me for this orthopedic injury? You know, and one of the things that we didn't get into with the vaginal dryness that happens a lot in this community, because we have a lot of high levels of asthmatics. And so people that take antihistamines. So the job of an antihistamine, right, is to dry you up, because you got a runny nose, you got runny eyes, you got, you know, fluid. Well, when you start to dry up the fluid, you drying up the fluid.
Oh.
You get that?
I understand that. That's why I'm glad you're here. I read the email and the text message and the question. I was just like, there's broken. I need help on this one, because I didn't know. I just became educated on a lot of things.
Think about our asthmatic population. Yeah. Right? They're just like, look, I got these allergies. My nose is running. My eyes is running. I just need something to dry this stuff up. You're drying it up.
Too much. All right, Nurse Borg, thank you. Health Beats every Tuesday morning with 103.9 WDKX and the Wake Club. I'm glad you were able to navigate through that sort of situation, and appreciate you as always.
Absolutely. And frontliners, please send your questions in so that we can address these things on air, because the one thing we know, if one person is having this experience, there's at least about 500 more that's having the same experience. So we thank you from the station that cares about the community, 103.9 WDKX.